Another issue getting some play this election year is the Affordable Care Act, though it's not turning out to be the lightning rod in some states it was in 2010. In Oregon, politicians on the campaign trail are taking a more subtle approach in their remarks about health care. From our Contributors Network, Oregon Public Broadcasting's Christian Fodenwenzel reports.
In Colorado, Republican Cory Gardner is challenging incumbent Democrat Mark Udall for a seat in the U.S. Senate. And Gardner aired this ad, which focuses exclusively on the Affordable Care Act.
When Mark Udall voted for Obamacare, he promised us if we liked our health care plan, we could keep it. Well, you know how that worked out.
You can find similar ads for and against the Affordable Care Act running in a number of states. In fact, Obamacare is the subject of more campaign commercials than any other issue. Here in Oregon, Republicans were expected to strike a similar tone. But Jim Moore, a political science professor at Pacific University, says that hasn't happened.
This is actually really typical of elections. A year out from elections, people say, this is going to be the big issue. And it rarely is.
Moore says the reasons why are clear.
As the ACA has come into effect over the past year, it has been something that has been viewed pretty positively by voters across the spectrum.
So while some Republicans are spending millions of dollars on anti-Obamacare ads, Moore believes they're not working. In fact, Republicans in Oregon are striking a delicate balance between bashing Obamacare and courting voters who've benefited from new health insurance. Oregon's health exchange, Cover Oregon, failed spectacularly in April when the board of directors voted to close it and send people to the federal exchange instead. That's after spending close to $250 million. Arguably, there's no politician more linked to Cover Oregon and the Affordable Care Act in Oregon than Governor John Kitzhaber. His Republican challenger, State Representative Dennis Richardson, started his web campaign with a hard-hitting ad targeting Cover Oregon's failure. In the ad, a greenish picture of Kitzhaber is superimposed over dollar bills flying around. The commercial then adds up all the funds spent on Cover Oregon and asks, can Oregon taxpayers afford to re-elect Governor Kitzhaber? But since that first web ad, Richardson has toned down his attacks on the Affordable Care Act. Here he is at a recent healthcare conference.
One of the claims to fame that our current governor uses when we have debates and so forth is that we've enrolled 300,000 more Oregonians for health care. And while that's great, we want everyone to have good health care, the real issue is not just insurance, but it's access to actual care and treatment.
To be clear, Richardson is still calling for the repeal of Cover Oregon, but political scientist Jim Moore says the lack of a steady stream of anti-Cover Oregon ads is telling.
Dennis Richardson has discovered that his focus on Cover Oregon is not moving voters.
For his part, Governor Kitzhaber keeps campaigning on the fact that the percentage of uninsured Oregonians has dropped from 15 to 5% over the last year.
This model is not only reducing costs, it's producing remarkably positive health outcomes for people in the state of Oregon, and we intend to move this to the private sector. So this is a huge success story, and we're leading the nation here in redefining and changing our model for delivering health care.
Another important race in Oregon is being fought between incumbent Democrat Senator Jeff Merkley and Republican neurosurgeon Monica Webby. Like Kitzhaber, Merkley acknowledges the failures of Cover Oregon, then turns to highlight all the newly insured. Webby, too, says the act has some redeeming features, like the ability of a parent to keep a child on their insurance until 26, and the ban on denying coverage to people with pre-existing conditions.
I think those are all good changes to make sure that people are covered, because we do want everyone covered. The problem with this health care plan, it's like so many of Merkley's plans, that the answer to everything is a big, massive federal overregulation and intrusion into our lives.
But rather than focus on the Cover Oregon fiasco, Webby highlights what she calls the string of broken promises contained in the Affordable Care Act, like that if you like your plan, you can keep it. Oregon voters get the ultimate chance to deliver their opinions on the act and on their politicians November 4th. For Here and Now, I'm Christian Fodenwenzel.
So what a difference a few years and several news cycles makes. The Affordable Care Act was supposed to be the topic of the midterms across the boards. So what is? What do you care about going into the booth on Tuesday? Is it wages? That's a question on the ballot in some states. Is it ISIS and foreign policy?
I think you got to remember that old line, it's the economy, stupid. In almost every election, that has got to play a role for a lot of people. And certainly we saw that as we were traveling around and talking to voters
right.
This cycle. And stay with NPR News. on election night and afterwards and before, we've got you covered. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.